From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Desperately needed humanitarian aid arrives in besieged Syrian towns. An agreement between the government and opposition has allowed dozens of trucks to deliver food, medicine, and blankets to at least three besieged towns. Some accounts report dozens have died of starvation. The humanitarian effort represents the first supplies these towns have had for months. Madeya is close to the Lebanese border. Fua and Kafraya in Idlib province are located near Turkey. Abdelaziz El-Mashi, co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Movement, blames the Bashar al-Assad regime for the widespread suffering.
Assad has been using food as a weapon for almost 3 years. So basically, when Assad failed to break into the opposition-held areas by force, he used like all kind of weapons he has got, including chemical weapons and then he started using food as a weapon.
But Syria's UN ambassador, Michel Jaffery, said his government is cooperating with the aid deliveries and blamed what he called armed terror groups for the humanitarian disaster.
The reality of the so-called besieged hard-to-reach areas is that some of those areas are controlled by terrorist groups who are using civilians as human shields. And other areas are besieged from the terrorist groups who are preventing the delivery of humanitarian assistance.
In Fua and Kafraya, the rebels have been responsible for sieges that have left people there in urgent need of aid. In Niger, a leading opposition figure, Hama Amadou, jailed for his alleged role in a baby trafficking scandal, has been denied bail. He denies the charge. The decision, coming just a month before national elections, has been condemned by the opposition as politically motivated. President Mahamadou Issoufou, elected in 2011, is seeking a second term in office. This is VOA News. The United States condemned a series of attacks Monday in Iraq that killed at least 46 and wounded more than 100. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the two largest attacks, saying they were targeting Shia. Gunmen fired at shoppers before blowing themselves up at a Baghdad shopping mall. In Muqtadiya, some 90 kilometers north of the capital, a double suicide bombing killed at least 23. U.S. defense officials Monday said a U.S. airstrike hit a cash storage building in Mosul, Iraq, sending millions of dollars in IS funds up in smoke. A Pentagon official said the cash came from illicit activity, including oil sales, looting, and extortion. The chair of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission for South Sudan has criticized the government decision to nearly triple the number of states in the war-weary country from 10 to 28. Former Botswanan President Festus Mogae called it a breach of August's peace agreement.
The creation of the 28 states has been a complicating factor. So all the other parties other than the government are up in arms against it, and we're going to have to discuss it in the next meeting.
Last month, President Salva Kiir dissolved the regional states, a move opposed by rebels led by Riek Machar, who said he was not consulted. The U.S. repatriated a Saudi man from the Guantanamo U.S. military prison in Cuba Monday. The Defense Department announced that it released Mohammed Abdel Rahman on al-Shamrani to his home country. President Obama, in the last year of his presidency, has pledged to close the facility used to house terror suspects for the past 14 years. His spokesman, Josh Earnest, was asked about it again today.
This chipping away at the population that included the announcement from the Department of Defense just this morning that an additional Gitmo detainee had been transferred to Saudi Arabia certainly is what we can do right now. And we have made some progress in reducing the population at the prison at Guantanamo Bay. But ultimately, to accomplish the goal of closing it, we're going to need Congress to remove some obstacles that have prevented it thus far.
There remain 103 detainees from a publicly acknowledged peak of nearly 800. Hundreds have been repatriated or transferred to third-party countries. South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius has appealed to the country's constitutional court in a last-ditch effort to overturn his murder conviction for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He's been on bail awaiting a new sentence since early last month when judges found him guilty of murder, overturning his earlier conviction on the lesser charge of manslaughter. The Taliban has freed a Canadian it held hostage in Afghanistan for at least 5 years. Colin Rutherford went to the country in 2010. The Taliban released a video of him in captivity in 2011. The insurgent group accused him of spying. In the video, Rutherford insisted he was a tourist. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.